الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I want to remind myself and you of the fundamental and foundational principle of this deen of ours, of Islam, which is the principle of excellence. I always think of and remember the famous quote of Voltaire, the French philosopher, who said, good is the enemy of great. He says, which means that bad is not the enemy of great, good is the enemy of great. Meaning that you never get to become great, you never achieve excellence, not because you are doing bad things, but because you get satisfied with doing things which are good enough. We lower our standard in life. Now, this is completely contrary to the principle of Islam. And I'll tell you why this is important. It's contrary to the principle of Islam, and there are many dalail for this. Not one, but just to give you a couple of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in his kalam in Suratul Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created death and life so that he can test you to see which one of you does that which is excellent. أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. To check, to see who will do that which is the best. Allah didn't say that he created his life to see who will do something which is good. The ahsan amala, ahsan amal, the competition or the selection is not between good deeds and bad deeds. It is a selection between good deeds and great deeds, between good and excellent. Hasan is good, ahsan is the best. So Allah said the purpose of life, the purpose, very purpose of creation of life is to test the person to see who will do that which is the best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you cannot reach the level of piety of birr with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you spend in the path of Allah that which is dearest to you. Once again, it's not, Allah is not saying you will not reach greatness until you give charity or until you spend some. No, that is assumed. That is not enough. To reach the level of piety, which means to reach a level where you have the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to do that which nobody else will do. You have to do that, give in the path of Allah that which you love the most. مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, that which you love the most. Not something that you do not love the most. You still love it, but not the most. So, the question is that, you know, it's like saying, give until it hurts. So, the focus here is on excellence. On ensuring that you do not settle for that which is good enough. Third dalil is from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi, the famous hadith which we know as Hadith Jibreel, because it relates to the time when Jibreel alayhi salam came in the form of a human being. And the hadith is very famous in Islam. The muhaddithin have said that this hadith consists of one third of the deen. 33% of the deen is in this hadith. It's narrated by Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. And in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa is asked a series of questions by Jibreel alayhi salam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered those questions. And among those questions, Jibreel alayhi salam asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the definition of al-ihsan. The best translation of the word al-ihsan is excellence. And he asked him, what is al-ihsan? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-ihsan is an ta'budu Allah ka'annaka tara. فَإِلَّمْ تَكُمْ تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَكَ. He said, al-ihsan is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you can see Him. Now think about this. Allah, he could have said to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowing that he is listening to you, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while understanding what you are saying, many ways of. He didn't say any of that. He said to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu as if you can see him. Now, my understanding of this is that when we talk about connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you talk about connection with anybody, what is our ultimate as far as connecting or communicating with a person, face to face? The ultimate closest that you can be with anybody, you can connect to people in many ways. You can talk to them on the phone, you can send an email, you can chat with them on WhatsApp or whatever, you can write a letter. But all of these are means of communication. It's not as if to say, if I write a letter, I'm not communicating. You are communicating by writing a letter. If I'm talking on the phone, that's still communication. If I'm writing an email, that's still communication. But talking to somebody face to face, where you have complete contact with that person, you are listening to their voice, you are looking at their facial expressions, you are seeing their body language, it's a completely different experience. It's not the same as speaking to the same person on the phone or writing a letter and getting a reply. So, Rasulullah ﷺ gave the example of the ultimate way of communicating, of connecting, and this is with relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though we know that in this life we cannot see Allah, even though we know this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew this, still the example he gave is, أَنْتَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَهُ. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you can see Him. فَإِلَّمْ تَكُنْ تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَكَ. And he said, and if you cannot see Him, and you know we cannot see Him, know that He is seeing you. So that is relating to the actual reality, which is we can't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing me. Now, what is a finer example of excellence than that? That every single thing we do, because ibadah is always given, as we know in the hadith and the seerah, ibadah is always given as the primary example, because that is the thing which is the purpose for which we were created, and therefore everything is ordered in the context of ibadah. The salah is to bring us in line. It's not just a matter of bowing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is to remind ourselves 5 times a day at least that we are subservient to and we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and therefore His wish and His orders must take precedence over everything else in our lives. That's the whole purpose of salah. So the entire point of this is to focus, and that's why the example the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave was with regard to ibadah. And he said that to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's the example of ibadah, because we are saying that this is the purpose for which I was created, and therefore we give that example, but the example is not restricted to ibadah alone, it's not restricted to worship in the formal way alone, but it extends itself to every aspect of our life. So to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if I can see Him, to deal with people in a way where I know that Allah, that I can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is here as part of this transaction, to do my muamilat, to do my dealings, to do my akhlaq, my manners with people must be such that as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me, as if I am standing there and Allah is in front of me. So everything is to do it as if I can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the whole point of excellence, and that's the fundamental and the foundation of our deen. And today I seriously and very, very strongly believe that if somebody asks me what is the single reason for the decline of the Muslims as a civilization, as a people, as a culture, globally over the past, at least 300 years. And if somebody tells me, give me just one reason, and then I will say this is the reason. The reason is that we have forgotten about excellence. We have settled for good enough. We are not evil people. We are not evil people. We are not, a bunch of losers. We are not garbage. We are not trash. Alhamdulillah, we are good people. But that is the problem. We are just good people. We are not excellent people. We do not excel in anything. We are good people. We give charity. We do this. We do that. We do our salah, prayers, so on. But we do not excel in anything. And this is our biggest, and it's a millstone on our neck. It's our biggest fault. The fact that we do not excel in anything. You will not find, may Allah protect me from saying something which is wrong, but to the best of my knowledge, you are not going to find a Muslim name in the top of practically any field in this world. Illa mashallah, there may be one or two people somewhere, Allah alam, but you will not find. Whereas you find multiple names of people who are not Muslim in practically every field in the world. Take anything you like. I mean, take for example, schools. I mean, education. Take for example, if I tell you name for me the top three schools in the world, you will not find a Muslim name in any of them. If I tell you name the top 10 schools in the world, you still will not find a Muslim name. And I don't know where you will find a Muslim. If I tell you to name the top 10 universities in the world, you will not find a Muslim name. So where do we go? I mean, the whole point is that, and that's because we have forgotten the business. So we are good people, alhamdulillah, but that is not good enough. It's not good enough, not because it's according to me. It's definitely not good enough even according to me, but even according to the fundamentals of our religion, which is not me, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and which is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is not good enough. I want to end with a quote from one of my favorite books. The book's called Good to Great. It's by Jim Collins. Jim Collins and his co-author Porras, they wrote another book before this called Built to Last, which is one of the finest books that I know with regard to organizational development. And Good to Great is also actually a book on organizational development. It's a book on business. But it has some fantastic life lessons for people. And I want to quote from that where he says, when what you are deeply passionate about, what you can be best at in the world, and what drives your economic engine, when these two things come together, which is that which you are deeply passionate about and what drives your economic engine, if these two come together, not only does your work move towards greatness, but so does your life. For in the end, it is impossible to have a great life unless it is a meaningful life. And it is very difficult to have a meaningful life without meaningful work. Perhaps then you might gain that rare tranquility that comes from knowing that you have had a hand in creating something of intrinsic excellence that makes a contribution. Indeed, you might even gain that deepest of all satisfactions knowing that your short time here on this earth was well spent and that it mattered. And it's a wonderful quote of what the meaning of greatness is. And I remind myself and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us for this purpose. Allah sent us so that we live and work in a state which leads to greatness. And that is the expression of our faith, expression of our religion, of our lives. In our lives, expression of our faith and religion in our lives. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do this to the best of our abilities, to grant us this excellence, so that we do not rest in whatever we do until we reach that level of excellence. Bismillah ta'ala, if we have the opportunity, we will talk more about this later. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman.